a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Reports are circulating in social media about a high school student who developed blood clots after receiving the Pfizer vaccine for COVID. But facts in the case have been a little bit hard to nail down. I'm KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas.
The second White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says she will most likely leave her job in about a year from now. She made the prediction on a podcast today, saying she will want to spend more time with her young children. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
That's going to be southbound I-15, where we've had a vehicle fire in Weber County, and we're seeing emergency crews on the overpass and a texter letting us know it's the 31st Street overpass. I can see the 31st Street exit sign prior to the vehicle fire blocking multiple lanes of traffic. It is causing big backups in the area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A fast-moving storm moves through tonight, cooling us off for the weekend. I'm Kevin Eubank.
Right now, 77 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden and the cabinet crunching the dismal April jobs numbers. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh says he wasn't surprised.
I wouldn't say necessarily there's a sense of alarm. I think that, you know, we're definitely on the recovery.
More from ABC's Andy Field.
President Biden putting this month's disappointing job growth number in perspective.
All told, our economy has added more than 1,500,000 new jobs since I took office. That's the most number of jobs created in the first 3 months of any presidency in our history.
The president insisting rebuilding the economy with economic stimulus cash is a marathon, not a sprint. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The White House is allocating more than $21.5 billion in emergency rental assistance to prevent people who lost their jobs during the pandemic from being evicted. It says more than 7 million Americans were behind on their rent last month. A jury in Alabama has convicted a Huntsville police officer who was charged with murder. Officer William Darby was indicted in the 2018 fatal shooting of a man who was holding a gun to his head. Federal charges for four former Minneapolis police officers in the death of George Floyd, including one who has already been convicted of murder.
All four officers, Derek Chauvin, Tu Tao, J. Alexander King, and Thomas Lane, are facing federal civil rights charges. The indictment comes just 19 days shy of the one-year anniversary of George Floyd's death. The indictment charges the officers with violating the civil rights of George Floyd, leading to bodily injury and his death. If convicted, the officers could face a wide range of sentences, including up to life in prison or death. But legal experts say it's unlikely the officers will face such severe sentences. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Justice Department wants to broaden the definition of a firearm, requiring some gun-making kits to include a serial number. President Biden has promised to crack down on homemade ghost guns, which are hard to trace. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. A new diversity report gives a closer look at Utah's demographics. Natalie Gochner with the Kempsey Gardner Institute joined Inside Sources this afternoon to break down their most prominent findings. Now, the data found Utah is more diverse than most people would have originally thought.
First, we just want people to understand what is our racial and ethnic makeup. And I think it would surprise listeners to know that there are 17 states that have less racial and ethnic diversity than Utah. That's surprising to a lot of people. Ohio, Minnesota, Missouri, Wisconsin, all with less racial and ethnic diversity. And then we have places like San Juan County, West Valley City, that are minority majority or over 50% non-white.
However, the research did outline racial disparities in the state.
The main finding is that Utah's minority population, with a few notable exceptions, especially among the Asian population, but the minority population are more likely to have less income and wealth, higher poverty rates, lower educational achievement. and attainment and less home ownership and higher housing cost burdens.
Gochner says this research is critical to identifying where Utah is in terms of equity while providing a resource to help cultivate change. And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Triple Team Traffic beginning with Ricky Meese.
Well, the vehicle fire has brought traffic to a standstill southbound I-15 in Weber County. The fire is blocking multiple lanes of traffic. They're trying to at least let two right lanes go through right now, southbound I-15 at about 29th Street. And you will also see, this is a little bit of an unusual, but emergency crews are on that 31st Street overpass. The vehicle fire is under it, and they're also attacking it from the top. So if you are traveling southbound I-15 in that stretch, you are going to see delays. And you may want to consider an alternate route if you have an option. If not, you need to tack on at least 20, 25 minutes to your drive. You will see delays that start now prior to 12th Street in West Haven. Michelle?
Well, we have a vehicle fire, a roadside fire is what I should say. This is down in the Orem area as you're going through the curves. It's affecting the traffic both directions at this point. This is I-15. The fire itself is southbound, blocking that right lane. Now, if you're on I-80 headed eastbound, we also have unusual slowing through there. KSL traffic trooper, again, giving us a heads up about that as you're headed toward the I-80 201 junction. Steve?
And we have delays at 9 South now, northbound I-15 into downtown from, rolling into downtown, then leaving up to 10th North. Got a crash in the mix there on the left shoulder. Plus Davis County delays farther up Kaysville to Clearfield. And we still have the cleanup of a rollover wreck on Legacy Highway at 700 North in West Bountiful with the left lane still blocked. Slow and go on Main Street at northbound 89 into Fruit Heights. Also at SR 193 up to I-84. Even southbound Highway 89, slow again today through Uinta. Siegel Book has gifts for mom like Hear Him with insights and testimonies from gospel authors and stunning artwork from 200 artists. Save 20%. Now only $25.99 at Siegel Book. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Kevin Eubanks here with our 7-day forecast. What happened, Kevin? It was 82 degrees and now it's only 77.
Hey, what are you talking about? What happened? That's what it's perfect.
The clouds moved in. The wind brought some cooler temperatures.
Yeah, we've got a cold front that's moving through Utah this hour, and that's going to bring us a chance for a few stray showers and a few isolated thunderstorms tonight. Primarily, it's on the West Desert border now, so we're looking at probably between 7 and 8 o'clock. Look for some gusty winds, that little storm to roll in with a little bit of light rain. It's all gone by about 4 a.m. tomorrow, so we'll see partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies on Saturday. It just won't be as warm. We'll be in the low 60s. And then partly cloudy, 62 for your Mother's Day, and then mostly cloudy with a chance of a few more showers on Monday, high of 61. But next week, middle to ends, mid-70s to low 80s again. So
okay.
Nice little rebound.
We like the 70s. We don't have to go all the way up to the 80s.
Nope. It was a nice little up, and now it's a nice little down.
Thank you, Kevin.
You bet.
And right now, 77 degrees downtown. And still to come on Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news, markets. The jobs numbers were down, but the markets were pretty happy with something today. We're going to get a complete update of your money news coming up next.
Don't miss the sizzling summer sales event at Volkswagen Southtown. Every new and used car purchase gets you a road trip getaway, including hotel stay, gas card, and dining, so you can take your family on that vacation you've been missing. I know you love traveling around as much as I do. Come in and get a new or used car at Volkswagen Southtown and head out on a summer road trip. Or choose as low as 0% for up to 6 years on new cars, or get as low as 0.9 on used cars. The weather is warming up and the deals have never been hotter. And have you seen our new electric Volkswagen ID.4 SUV? It's fast, powerful, and a fraction of the cost of other electric vehicles. Build and reserve yours today on our website with only a $100 deposit. Or come check it out at Volkswagen Southtown. We have an incredible selection of cars, trucks, SUVs in all makes and models. Get to Volkswagen Southtown during the sizzling summer sales event and get ready for your summer road trip. Visit vwsouthtown.com for details.
Financing through PCI OAC. See dealer for details.
Shop Utah's number one Volkswagen dealer at vwsouthtown.com.
KSL is celebrating Mother's Day with prizes any mom would love. Visit KSL.com/win to win a gift certificate from Dave's Bernina. Don't miss the Dave's Bernina Mother's Day sale with gifts worth up to thousands when purchasing certain Bernina machines, or win a night out at the opera from Utah Opera. Don't miss Peter Brook's La Tragedie de Carmen, May 8th through the 16th at the Capitol Theater. Enter today at KSL.com/win or text the word contest to 57500.
Kevin Eubank, listen for the KSL Weather and Allergy Report at 7:40 in the morning and 5:40 in the afternoon.
Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
To all you do-it-yourselfers, get ready to welcome Fram into the fam. Because America's number one oil filter brand now has their own new line of motor oil and fluids. And it's only at Advance and CarQuest Auto Parts. Stop into Advance and choose from four new Fram oil change bundles starting at just $20.99. They have the oil and filters you need to keep your engine running stronger, longer. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
KSL News Time 425. We are watching Utah's money. A dream come true thanks to Adam Sandler. IHOP is offering all-you-can-drink milkshakes on Monday after the actor tweeted he only left the establishment when discovering the all-you-can-eat pancake deal didn't apply to milkshakes. A friendly reminder to check your fire alarm. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission is recalling several 2019 and 2020 models of the Kitty brand TrueSense smoke and carbon monoxide detectors because they may fail to report a fire. KSL Drives, being a jerk on a plane could cost you big bucks. The FAA proposing fines up to $32,000 for unruly passengers who disrupt flights. It was a good day on Wall Street despite a weak jobs report. The Dow was up 229 points, breaking another record. It closed the week at 34,777. S&P gained 30 points and the NASDAQ earned 119 points. Planning on getting flowers for that mom in your life this weekend? Well, get ready to pay more. ABC's Alex Stone explains why from Los Angeles.
At the California Flower Mall in downtown L.A., business is booming right now, but Mark Chatiff, president of the Flower Mall, says no matter where you are, expect to pay more for flowers this year because the biggest rose-growing country had issues like the entire world has had.
Post-pandemic issues, Colombia had a lot of issues with labor sources. The farms had to be literally shut down last year.
And then add to it,
they've had some severe weather changes down there that have caused, it's made it more difficult to build a robust crop.
Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Dave.
Let's not worry about Big Brother. Let's just make the decision ourselves.
Dejanovic.
I'm going to lay out how these programs in several states work.
Catch Dave and Debbie at their new expanded time.
Between 9 and noon.
Tell your favorite smart speaker. Play KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.